Good evening. I can lesson number 9. Commitment. I think that was the key word. And Sandra, I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Good evening, everybody. You there?
You can
unmute,
Sandra.
We're here.
There we go. When I told Vance earlier that I was ready to pre-rapture, that means I am so elated. I am so excited. I'm so thankful. I feel so healthy that the rapture comes as a reward for believers, many of us believe. But I'm so happy and excited that I'm going to eject before the time. I am really feeling growth and excitement and energized. I'm even feeling wiser. So I know that means be cautious. But this lesson tonight, I am believing it's going to be premium gas in the tank for each of us. Is there anybody else that this was particularly an exciting lesson for? Talk to me.
I'm going to jump on in here because when we talk about the word commitment, and I would love to be able to boil this down to one or two words, but it's absolutely impossible. And I'm going to segue right into an actual conversation I had on Monday with a customer. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to be customer-centric, do not follow my example. Okay, do not. I have known this woman for, oh my goodness, 30 years. And it's one of those types that, you know, you can lead, I'm not going to call her a horse, but you can lead her to water. You can get the ladle up to her mouth. You can even help her. And she's still going to be crazy. And so let me read something that was emailed to me. And it says this: when abnormal becomes normal, returning to normal appears abnormal. And radical change is difficult, to say the least, when you are the agent of that change, and you can become very unpopular. And that's the way our society is with a lot of these things when you look at the 5 pillars of wellness, because we know, and we're not perfect by any means, but Humans Need More teaches us to seek, you know, seek balance. And I was talking to Rita about this today, that it's normal to do the, you know, be in the field that Lucretia is in, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, and to, you know, pop pills, direct surgery, you know. But this customer asked me on Monday, she said, Vance, what do I do about the taste, the green drink? I said, what are we talking about? Because I'm thinking jades, you know, we could go a lot of different directions. She said, the big canister. I said, you mean the KVB? You don't like the taste? She's like, no, I don't. And I said, knowing that this woman has a sugar craving, she's in the obese category, has been for a while, has had cancer, and she knows all the right stuff. I said, hey, you know, here's what I want you to do. Do you have any 2x4s at home? And she said, well, yeah. And I said, because if you don't, we've got a whole pile of them right here. And I pointed. And I said, I want you to grab one of those 2x4s. You ask me the question, how do you make it more palatable? How do you make it taste better? Because monk fruit is 200 times sweeter than sugar. So it's pretty sweet, according to myself, according to my parents, my kids. They think it's like super sweet. But I said, here's what you need to do. Take that 2x4, and we'll call it the stupid stick. And when you get home, you need to grab one end of that, and you need to beat your head with it. And then what you do is you add sugar. Just add granulated sugar to your KVB. And not out missing the beat. She said, you know, I have been sneaking in coffee mate to make it taste. And I'm going, holy smokes.
Coffee mate and KVB?
Yeah. Yeah. So I, as her husband got in the vehicle, and he was laughing at this point because he's not going to listen to me. I mean, they were going right up to where I just came from, where you can get umpteen amount of organic produce, I mean, till the cows come home. You can also get a bunch of junk, too. And that's typically what they eat. And their lives show it. And I said, look at you guys. I interviewed a gal, had a great conversation, her name is Barbara Bertucci. I said, when the recording gets posted, I'll pull up, let you listen to her. Listen to her. Don't listen to me. You're not going to listen to me because you know me too well. And at that point, I did something. I'm going to finish with this. This is my new prospecting tip or trick. I said, I'm going to show you something. And I've worked hard to get this, okay? And it's because of this product. And I lifted my shirt a little bit so you could see my 4.5 pack. And I said, and you know me, I don't exercise. And neither does my friend Barbara. She admitted that in our conversation. But she's at her ideal weight because she uses this product. And if you'll listen to this conversation, she'll share with you some of the things that I think maybe you just need to grab hold of them. So we can become customer-centric when we're committed and we understand that abnormal can be normal, and we have to be that agent of change, but we have to be committed to it. And sometimes you have to pull a Vance Rogers maneuver and go a little crazy on them. So, and here comes the Ethiopian princess, so I got to mute back out.
So there we had an example of one strategy to help people, whether they wanted to be helped one way or another way. Wow. I can't imagine telling a customer, though, beat your own self with a 2x4. But at least she got the message. It gave her something to think about, right? Well, this lesson tonight, lesson 9, has actually been on the verge of what I would call a real game changer for me. And we use that word a lot. But I found a major, major answer to a dilemma I have had for decades. And I want to tell you a story. You ready for a story? Want to hear a real story?
Yes.
All right. This person I know had an opportunity to select a gift from a gift catalog where she worked. And because she was celebrating the 25th anniversary, that university was giving catalogs where the people who had been there 25 years were able to select any gift they wanted from the catalog. Well, this person was so unable to make a decision that by the time they decided and they called in the right number to get their reward, it had expired. The person was not able to get their anniversary gift from that university because it took her so long to make a decision on what she wanted. Mm. So as a result, she didn't get a gift. And what was really pitiful was she still didn't learn that lesson well until many years later, like about eight years later, she came upon this course called I Can that we are now in, and I am that person. So true story.
Wow.
Yes, true story. Wow. True story. I worked at the university, and on my 25th anniversary, the gift was a reward catalog, and you could pick anything out of there you wanted. But I was so indecisive that by the time I determined what I wanted and I called in, they said, oh, that opportunity has expired. And I went, oh, okay. So therein is part of my excitement for this lesson number 9. It's about commitment. And it was so impactful to me because I now understand or got a revelation on how what we're able to make a decision about, we can have. But if we can't make a decision, you could very easily lose out. And that was the case with the story that I opened up with. So I'm thinking that for tonight, if we can just identify for the first half things that were of serious importance to us that we got out of this, I see at least 4 major things that are encompassed in this lesson. One deals with making a commitment, the importance of actually making a commitment. Another point I got was how we can neutralize our intention and not make a decision just because we hold both opposite views, a plus and a minus. And of course, what happens is they neutralize each other. And then another whole segment of what I got was how you get genuine results. And that is you have to take action. You can't just make a decision. You just can't decide what you're going to do. You have to actually do it. And that's easier said than done, which is why we need to make a habit, which comes about by repetition. And then the last serious thing I got was you have to make right decisions and do it repeatedly. So those were the 4 points. So rather than to ask you to identify one of these things as what was paramount for you, I think we would all benefit just from hearing from each other what we got as a major takeaway in this lesson number 9. So I'm going to open the floor. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, now I'm much further along. I have been making decisions much better since this I Can 2 session started. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. This is Gail.
Can you hear me? Gail Felsen,
Yes, Dallas. This was a great lesson. What I got most out of it was there is power and magic and genius in a decision.
Yeah.
And I've experienced in my past, just in February when I ended up in Utah, I made the decision I was going, and then I kept saying it out loud that I'm going. And the people that I would come around, that was, you know, like when you make a goal, you should say it out loud. And that cements it more in your mind. It was my decision to go. And everything else just fell into place. It was a strange feeling of, yeah, I'm going. Lord willing, I'm going. And once the decision is made, I think we, first thing for me, I needed to say that loud. And then from there, see what first I can do to act on it. Which, you know, again, it was saying it out loud for me, but, and then the thing about the two opposing thoughts, if you have a positive thought, you better not have a negative one behind it, because it just cancels out the positive one.
That's right.
So just forget even having the positive one if you're going to have a negative one after.
That's it. Yeah.
So I'll share
you
that with somebody else.
You got it. I hear you loud and clear. Yes, yes. Who wants to go next? That was good, Gail.
It's Norma.
Hey, Norma.
Hi. You almost, I'm almost going to repeat almost exactly what you said. Basically, I'm saying don't procrastinate an idea. Don't rehash an idea. Just do it or it'll be neutralized.
That's it. Powerful. Powerful. That's like a revelation. Yes. Yes. Great. Who's next?
This is Rita. I agree with you that there was a lot in this lesson. And I think you summed it up pretty well at the beginning with those 4 points. What I took away was words have power. the word decision actually is a military action, if you go back to its roots, which I thought was very, very interesting. And that goals need to be written down and repeated. And again, the opposing thoughts canceling each other out.
Yeah.
Another thing,
yeah. Go right ahead.
And he ended it by saying everybody needs balance, and that was written, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, and it couldn't be more important right now. Everybody on the planet needs balance.
Yeah, that's right. What word was it that you said was a military term?
The word decision.
Oh, decision.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Look, and you can see why I would need to have it emphasized, right?
You've come a long way, baby.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And still moving. That's good, Rita. Yes. You touched on several things, all of them relevant. Yes. Who's next?
Renee here. I am amazed at how this is the umpteenth time that I've done this and can read this lesson over and over, and all of a sudden one sentence will just really resonate with me. And today it was, once you have a strong, committed character, you are ready for a bigger destiny. That bigger destiny is what was like, whoa, Nellie, that's my future. That's my tomorrows. And I'm ready for it now.
All right. And by your having that pop out at you, you're closer to a seriously wonderful destiny because you see it coming. You're well along the way. Yes. Oh, that is so good. That is so good. And I can say that confidently because Renee is my accountability partner, and I have really seen some movement, and she has certainly helped me unravel some stuff. That's good, Renee. That is really good. Who's next?
This is Carlene in Connecticut, and thanks, Renee, for reminding me about that part. What a lot of things struck me in this one, but one of them was the self-awareness. Is what you focus on is what you become. So you really have to watch your thoughts, especially if you're having a tough week. Oh, and the other thing I got out of it was being neutralized. A lot of times you can feel like you're making no progress because, that you think about it and then go, oh, no, I can't do that, or another negative thought comes in and they end up neutralizing it, and you make no progress.
Exactly. Yeah, that is monumental, and it is true. What you think about, you become. But we often don't even think about it in those terms, and that's along the line of what we focus on the longest becomes the strongest. So if we keep looking at what we think we're weaker in, or where we think we're deficit, or where we think we really need to improve, that's on the wrong side of the equation. Look at what you do have going for you, and that will become stronger. But if we highlight the negative, wow, disaster. That's why we don't do negative, right? That's why we don't do negative. Yes.
Yeah.
That is good. Is that Ron's voice I hear there?
No, that was Norman in Florida.
Norman, come on.
I never thought about it before, but what struck me was the decision to take action when repeated becomes a habit. Well, that's one thing, but to become part of your character? Wow. I never thought about that before. But I had to come back to the repeated action instead of neutralizing the thoughts to get off the ground, as far as I'm concerned. For me personally, that is.
Yes. that is so serious. You're right. That struck me, too. And I can see how if I dwell on a certain style of not making a decision, I'm just trying to weigh all the odds, then I'm actually forming a habit. And my habit is I'm going to keep on weighing all the odds to make sure I get the best one. But in the process of doing that, I'm developing a habit.
Yep.
And that result of that habit, ooh, character, right, Norman?
You got it.
Yeah. So what do you think about now? What's the resolution for that now? What should we do?
Well, I've got to get going with contacting people. That's what I've got, the main thing for me.
All right. All right. Can you see, do you see people? Is that something you can do, is contact people?
Well, I'm in a situation where I'm still teaching classes part-time. It's about 20 hours a week, so I don't have a lot of time is the big problem for me.
Do you have family members? Do you go to the grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ever outside of your house when somebody walks by? Are you
ever... Oh, yeah. And in fact, I was really disappointed that the teachers that I've been involved with just don't seem to have the... I thought for sure that there would be a ready marketplace there, but not much as... They're pretty much set in their own ways, apparently.
I suspect if you could see yourself interacting with a human being, that vision that you have of yourself interacting with somebody could actually materialize. Because I suspect you see more people than you're realizing.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's just...
Stay on the positive.
Yeah. The responses have not been forthcoming, but that's... It's an ongoing project for me.
For each of us.
Yeah.
For each of us, yes. That was what I liked about this lesson. It showed me how I've got to put myself on the positive side of the equation, because each time I only focus on the negative side or on the unwanted side, I neutralize the whole opportunity. I'm stuck. And what we've just heard was when we're stuck, it develops a habit and it actually affects our character. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing you differently. I'm seeing you be able to see more people and develop just a speaking relationship at first. But
oh, yeah.
I suspect, yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Did anybody else have any ahas or any... revelations from this commitment lesson?
Sandra, this is Jeannie in Phoenix.
Hey, did you notice?
Hey, this is so good. I love this lesson too. And this time around, where he's talking about, I will call Mary tonight after work at 7. And I realize how I do so much better when I track myself, but when I put it on my calendar, I'm going to call Denise today. I'm going to call, you know, and that can make a list of who I'm going to call. So I saw the importance of when I track things, I actually do them, or when I write it down somewhere rather than, I have many times gone, oh, I need to call this person, I need to call that one, I need to get in touch with them, and then I don't. But
yes.
If I actually write it down somewhere, I do. And so it just really became important to me, and even down to the I'm going to call them at such and such a time, you know. And that was just huge for me today because I don't know if it's just out in na-na land with I'm going to call someone, I need to call somebody. I find scheduling is really important for me.
Yes, yes. Now, that was said very specifically in the lesson when they talked about actions. Over on page 3, we were told that when we make a commitment, that means we choose to make the commitment and you do the right action. You actually
exactly.
do it. So an action, mm-hmm. in order to actually do it, writing the goal is one sure way to do it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then I don't overthink it. He goes into that whole thing about, you know, overthinking it and all that. I don't overthink it if I actually put it on my calendar. For me personally, that was just a big thing this week. So awesome.
It was big for me too, Jeannie. It sure was. It sure was. When we overthink, we're actually entertaining ideas that are on the negative side.
Yes.
The positive side is, I'm just going to do this. And that's it. And you cut off.
Simple.
You don't have to have small talk or chatter to yourself. Yes.
Right.
But when we overthink, that means we are weighing more things. And goodness knows, we don't need any of us to lose rewards because we couldn't make a decision, right?
Exactly.
True story. True story. Yes. Now, what we might be losing if we overthink is a customer for sure that would help us financially, but we're losing the opportunity to share something with somebody that can make a huge difference in their life or in their family because we overthought whether or not to call them or when to call them or this isn't a good time or what if they said this or that. We're actually losing the opportunity to be a blessing to this other family, to this other person. So there's more at stake than what we might realize on the surface.
Yeah, that's
a good one, Jeannie.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right, right, exactly. So do the right action, and I hear you loud and clear, and I know that's a takeaway that I've gotten, too. I've got to write it down. Yeah. Who's next? Who else had a revelation or picked out a point that's going to be important for you?
This is Sandy.
All right.
Sandy, do you want to go or should I go?
Oh, I don't care. Let me just get it over with, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Positive attitude if I ever heard one.
Well, I'm positive I get it done that way. Yeah, I like this lesson a lot. It was written for me.
And me.
Kind of like when you go to church sometimes and the sermon is like, yeah, that sermon was just for me. But it took... The decision not to second guess, discuss, chatter, and because it can distract you so much, it can distract me. Refuse to think the negative after you make a decision to do something, and that I need to read that 5 times a day, more like 10 probably, because it's so easy to get an idea of what I'm going to call, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then I, well, maybe I better just do, and I kind of talk myself out of it a little bit, or sometimes a lot. So very important to get off of that track.
Yeah. I agree. I'm even seeing the value now, as we're talking about it, of shortening the time between making the decision and doing the action. Then you don't give that chatter time a time to decrease your action. Just get it done. Just do it.
And it doesn't have to be, like, perfect. Just do it.
Exactly. Yes. Can anybody else identify with that?
Anytime.
Me.
Go ahead. Elaborate.
Me?
Are you talking to me, Sandra? Oh, is there Karen coming in? Okay.
Yes.
I'll get off.
Okay, are you waiting for me?
Yes.
Okay, hi.
So the thing that I really liked is that he tied together a decision, a commitment, action, and success.
Mm.
It made it very clear as to what the process was.
And those components, again, were decision. What else?
Commitment.
Commitment.
Action.
Uh-huh.
Leading to success.
Tell us about the connection. What did you get out of that?
We have to make a decision before we can commit. And once we make that commitment, we have to take action if we want to be successful. And so when we take that action, it does lead to our success.
That's it. But that first step of the decision, elaborate on that. How important is that?
Oh, my gosh. That's the first step. Without that decision, we can't commit to anything.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Vera. I just listening, but anyway, the decision and commitment, it's the thing that got to happen in order for you to continue and never being shaken up with anything that anybody throws at you. That's when I committed right at the beginning with Nika and myself that this is something that I'll forever share with people. And I'm just committed, and that's it. No one can take me to anywhere else. And so I don't worry what anybody else say or think or do. I just know why I'm here, and this is my purpose, and that's just ongoing thing for me. So it's the decision and commitment is very, very important right from beginning.
Right from the beginning, yes.
Yes.
And Karen, that's what you were saying, that without that first step of making the decision, we go absolutely nowhere. And I think that's part of the reason why we got off to a much slower start than we needed to have. We just couldn't make a decision that we were going to really do this thing and give it committed energy. So because we didn't move as quickly. And so it doesn't matter what I think about the audience I'm approaching. It's on me. Did I make a decision? And if I make a decision, it's going to happen because the decision is the building block with the gunpowder under it to get it moving. Yes. Thank you, Veretta. I definitely agree with you.
Thank you.
Sandra, Tyra.
Hi, Tyra. Yes.
Hey, Tyra. I was just looking at the line that says, think about who needs to hear about Nikan. And so the example that I'm thinking about right now is a friend of my sister's, a young man in Southern California. He lives close to the border, almost to Mexico. He works in a prison, but been off. When I called him, been off on disability for several months, which I didn't know. But when it says, think about who needs to hear about me, can have me pick up the phone. And then on the same line, it says, call them. And then it says, remain calm. That's good. Remain calm. And it's all good. It says it's all good, and it's all about to happen with or without them. Of course,
yes.
We prefer it to happen with them. But if they choose not to buy or not to come aboard, remember that we are there to listen and not to convince or sell. So this... we are there to listen, not to convince or sell. I can hear the I can attitude conversation reminding me of those words oftentimes, you know, when I'm on the phone. And what was really interesting when I was talking to him he was so honest and truthful right in the beginning of the conversation. And I've spoken to him here and there before about Nikan, but very brief, you know, very brief. But he's diabetic, hypertension, over 50, and I'm thinking he really needs this, right? This information, these products. But just listening, he said something so straight, so honest, so profound in the beginning of the conversation. It blew me away almost to silence, you know. And he said, Tyra, you know, I have friends that have told me what to do for my diabetes, and they friends that have told me this, and I just don't do it. I just don't do it. You know, I don't know why, but I just don't do it. And I just remain calm, and, you know, it's just listening, letting him express himself. And what I think I said after that was, well, that's really good. Really good that you can be that straight and that honest, you know, in this moment. Because until you're that straight and that honest, I don't think there's really any room for any change to take place.
Oh, right.
Oftentimes, we're just fooling ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And so, I was empowered in that conversation out of him being so straight with me. And the other thing, my partner Jeannie, I think Jeannie reminded me of this, and Sandra, you've reminded me of this, is ask the question and ask permission. So after he said that to me, I think I shared something with him. I just kept the conversation on myself, you know, what I was committed to, what I was learning, what I was doing, how it was helping me, how it was helping people in my family. And so I was hoping he wouldn't feel pressured that he had to do anything. And so so at the end, I had said something about grounding. I asked him, had he ever heard of it? He hadn't. And I said, well, I had never heard of it either, but one of my Nikan friends suggested I look at the documentary. So I said, if you're interested, I can send that to you. But I said, if you're not, it's okay. No problem, you know. And he said, no, Tyra, you can send it to me. And so I said, okay, I will. But then, you know, I was able to leave the conversation in a place, I hope, that he just felt okay with wherever he was with the conversation about his health. Mm-hmm. And there'll be another opportunity. That's what it says on the next line. We may very well get another opportunity when their situation changes. But at the end of the conversation, he said, it was nice talking to you. So I thought, that lets me know he had heard something that I said. And it wasn't all about me and getting him to convince him to do or buy something. It wasn't about that. So powerful. Thank you.
That's right. That was powerful. Because what you're also doing is establishing a relationship. And he felt heard, which meant he felt valued. And when people feel that they're valued, they're able to make additional steps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I think that was good. Yes. Now, come on, associates. I think we've only heard from 10 of us. And there is at least... Good. Come on, Ron.
So back to the overthinking habits or stalling, you know, and overthinking and all that. We can form bad habits by even small stuff, like I need to take the garbage out, but no, I don't really want to do that. That's forming a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates, you know, a situation where you're learning to form bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was one short sentence. What is life asking?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at, you know, me. Why am I doing these I cans and all that? What is life asking me? So, you know, life is asking me to have a purpose in helping people.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, those bad habits would keep us from helping as many people, including the fulfillment we would personally get by being of value to somebody else. That's very good. That's very good. I like that you're saying overthinking is like stalling. It's just procrastinating. And what came to my mind when I was reading it one time was, it's like being constipated. Overthinking is constipation. You're stuck. It's not comfortable, but we tolerate it. It's not good for us, and it's certainly not good for the other person who could benefit from what we have to offer. So I can see that from the comments made, we're not going to be as constipated anymore. Right, buddies?
Come on. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Oh,
and
my
now,
goodness, Sandra.
We're going to put it into action.
That's just, Sandra, I need to step in here and share Lucretia's, because she's at a virtual open house. I'm watching my wife and our daughter do their virtual because school's getting ready to start, so all these are going on. But Lucretia said this, being committed to NECAN and my community and I can. I make a commitment to act on the principal thought, release fear of, and break through the terror barrier.
All right.
And on that note, Lucretia is the guest on Saturday AM Live in 2 days. So if you want a good dose of Mrs. Dodd, then tune in to Saturday morning. And Sandra, I think I'm going to let you get the last word. I think everybody who wants to share has had the chance to share. To tell you how this commitment thing works, as I told you that as soon as I shared about, what was that, 30 minutes ago, that the Ethiopian queen is going to come and attack. And sure enough, she did. But she attacked me with the phone. And she handed me the landline, and I quickly muted myself, and she said, it's Grandma. And Grandma doesn't know when I participate in the ICANN call. But what I heard on the other line was, I really need some help, son, on taking advantage of this promotion. And I know you know how to do all this stuff. And I'm just struggling. And I'm sorry I called you. And I'm going, whoa, Mom, don't apologize. I got this. Let me finish the call I'm on. And I'll call you back, okay? Here's the sweet spot of this, though. Last night, I have been delaying this for months, but last night I finally made the commitment to draft up an agreement that both my brothers, both my sister-in-laws, and my wife of 25 years has been bugging me so that I can get some compensation for assisting people in my parents' organization that I have been assisting for the last 6 to 8 years with no compensation whatsoever. And making sure my parents, all their I's are dotted and all their T's are crossed every month, so they'll continue to get their NECAN check. As they age, they're not quite as savvy with all the stuff that happens so quickly. And last night I finished that agreement. And I thought, what a sweet opportunity. When I make that commitment less than 24 hours later, I get to help my sponsor so she can take advantage of the current promotion. That's commitment. And that just happened while we were on the call tonight. Sandra, you've got the last word.
Wow. That was execution right there to the nth degree. What I think from this lesson is that every one of us has had a powerful booster shot of what it takes to be successful. Not only do we need to make a decision where we decide what we want and don't entertain the negative side, which would neutralize it, but make a decision. Decide what we must do to execute it and take the action. We've got to take the action once we make the decision. And we've got so much help. I just can imagine seeing all of us at the top, helping loads of other people, and increasing our income and our sphere of influence just because we're deciding to make a commitment. I just see that we can do it. I really know that we can do it. We're not going to neutralize by overthinking or by entertaining the wrong train. Remember the train story? We don't have to catch every train that comes into the station. We just get on the one we want to be on, and no matter who says what, it's our decision of what we want to do, and we can do it. And I'm just happy to be on the train going the right direction with the decision we choose to make. I'm just happy to be a part of this group.
Well, thank you, Sandra, so very, 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 very much.
Joshua.
And I heard a male voice. Go ahead. Okay, maybe not. Hey,
I heard the male voice too, though. I did hear a male voice. Who was saying what? No, who was saying what? Make the decision.
I started putting something on the computer. I was trying to turn the computer off.
Norman,
he was making the decision.
Norman's computer was making the decision. Hey, folks, this is about the time in the ICANN session that I want to really, really encourage you to make two decisions. Number one, to start thinking about 3 weeks from now, re-upping yourself. But more importantly than that, on the heels of that, start thinking about somebody that you think, man, they really, really need to have ICANN. Colleen is part of this session because her sponsor, Julie Clark, was thinking about her 10 weeks ago. And Julie called me and said, Vance, I want to get my friend Colleen on this, you know, part of the ICANN. I really think she'd benefit from it. And I said, well, let's make it happen. So that's the kind of commitment that we need to make, be thinking about other people. I get absolutely nothing monetarily out of this, but I'll tell you, I so look forward to Thursday night, especially a night like tonight where I knew I was just so excited to be able to come home, take my shoes and socks off, and plop down in the front yard, get my feet on the ground, and just sit here in the front yard and listen to these amazing experiences. That's what this is all about, because this is, as Marty says, this is the real money shot. We keep doing this over and over and over. And so, but it's kind of selfish if we kind of, you know, hoard it to, you know, just to keep it within ourselves. We want to get a few more people plugged into this. So, I don't have the official start date, but I want to say it'll be the third week of September. That way we can finish right before Christmas. So, and I'll get that exact date. I'll look at the calendar and figure it all out. But as soon as we finish, this was 9, so we've got 10 and 11, and then we'll have the testimony call, and then we'll, no break. We'll just, you know, kick it into high gear again and start all over again. So,
Vance?
Anyhow, yes, go ahead, Rita.
That would be the 24th if it's the third Thursday. Is that what you said?
That would work. That would work perfectly because... Yeah, that would work. And we'd finish right before Christmas.
Which means when we stop with the lesson 12, we immediately repeat and start immediately with lesson 1 before we meet for the first session, right?
Absolutely. That's it.
Boy, what about Thanksgiving? It's on a Thursday.
Hey, Vance, are you taking Thanksgiving into consideration? It's on a Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I like. Two of you are like smart, way smarter than I am. We'll figure that out. You know, I've never thought about that before, but we will figure that out. Maybe we'll do that call on Wednesday or Friday night or Tuesday. We'll figure that out. We'll throw a vote out and see what was the most, you know, popular amongst the group, and we got a little bit before that, to cross that bridge. A little bit of time. So, but thank you again, Sandra. Yes, so go ahead.
The other thing is that Monday's the last day for the new promo, and Nikan will be open until 5 o'clock California time or 8 p.m. East Coast time. And the following Monday, they will be closed.
Oh.
Following Monday is Labor Day. Everybody gets to take a break to labor, something that I don't do. I'm a professional player. So. And today I look like one. I'm really, really filthy dirty. So thank you again, Sandra. Everybody have a fantastic evening if you've got evening left. And look forward to hearing your voice on Saturday AM Live with Lucretia. And if not, next Thursday night.
There we go.
Ciao for now.
Thanks, everybody.